Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins and I am the host of this podcast. I am also the CEO and founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps investors build and manage commercial property portfolios. If you want to find out more about that, head on over to ncrealestate.co.uk. How have you been? How is the first couple of weeks of the year? We are busy. Today, I just went under offer on a commercial property let to a big tenant for 20 years. The purchase price, £780,000, with £60,000 per annum coming in, rising with inflation. It is such a good deal. And that is going to sit in his SaaS and just pay out returns, which is pretty exciting. Talking of SaaS purchases, I wanted to talk to you about why I would prefer to buy my first or next property in cash. Now, full disclosure, I do not have a SaaS big enough to have enough money to buy a commercial property that's unencumbered. Yes, the telephone box is unencumbered, but at 34, I haven't had enough pension payments to get me to that couple of hundred thousand pound mark. So this is a dream that I personally would love, but for my clients who I work with who have SaaSes with 150, 200,000, 250,000 or more, what the best way of purchasing is if you want to grow a property portfolio is to start off by going out to the market and purchasing a commercial property in cash. Why? Firstly, because if you are new to the world of commercial property, then in order to be taken more seriously by commercial agents, having cash that you can show is really vital for getting a good deal. Not only can you say, hey, I'm serious, look, here's the money, but because you have got cash, you are more likely to be able to move quicker, which means that you might also be able to get a good discount on the property you're buying. So it's win-win for all. Sellers love a cash purchaser, agents love a cash purchaser, and for you, if you're just starting out, it gives you some leverage in the market. Secondly, lenders are hesitant to lend to investors without commercial property knowledge. I've just told you I've not been able to buy a commercial property fully in cash, but the reason being that I get lending is I'm a commercial surveyor and I've done this for years and years and years and years. So whilst when I first bought my first commercial property, I didn't have that commercial property landlord experience. I'm chartered and qualified to do it and have done it for many other people. So that was the same as having experience as a landlord. But if you don't have that experience, you are likely to be seen as a riskier investor because you might not understand the nuances of commercial property. And so lenders may be hesitant to lend as much to you, or they may want to lend to you at higher interest rates, which isn't great considering you'll be buying a commercial property at somewhere between 8 to 10% yield. If you have got an interest rate anywhere between 8-9%, that's cutting out an awful lot of your profit. So start, if you have the means, by buying a commercial property in cash. Once you've bought it, you can then go out and start looking for your next property based upon getting lending on your original unencumbered property. Why do I recommend this? Well, I recommend this because once you've bought the property, the first property, You've then got time to go out and get lending, right? And you can get lending on that at the same time as finding that next property. So you run those two things in tandem rather than going out and finding the next property, then having to get lending on it. That could take months and months and months and months. And lenders are taking months and months and months and months if you are using traditional mortgage lending. So it just completely speeds the process up by not getting lending on the property you're going to buy, but actually getting lending on the property that you've already bought and is already unencumbered. You are also able to access better investor finance if you, again, can pitch this property that you've already bought that's unencumbered, say to them, actually, it's here. You can do investor finance pretty quickly within 4 to 8 weeks. It happens so quickly, which means that you'll have the money in the bank to be able to do the next property really quickly. And then the other benefit of doing this is, again, for the second property, you're again a cash purchaser. That is vital to having that leverage with sellers and agents again, where you can say, I'm going to have the cash, I can do this property quickly. So then you can also get those discounts. For me, that is a no-brainer way of growing your portfolio, especially if you have a SaaS and you are looking to grow quickly but steadily. That really is the way of doing it. Now, you may say to me, Natasha, but this takes such a long time. It's every 3 months, every 6 months, I'm buying something. It could be even longer than that. Well, actually, a year in the property investment game isn't that long at all. And it goes by within a flash. If you look back on your life, it feels like it all happened in a blur, but when you're actually in a present moment, everything happens at a reasonable speed, and the future seems like it is ages away. Now, property does take time. It takes time for these deals to go through, but you look back on your property portfolio in the next 5, 10 years' time, it can grow substantially. But that's another reason why you have to pull the trigger pretty quickly. Rather than thinking, oh, I'll invest in 12 months' time, or when the market's better, I'm going to invest. You don't have time for that. In terms of building a property portfolio, the best time to start is now. Let me give you an example of my own portfolio. So, Steve on my team this week set me a challenge of looking at my portfolio growth since I started investing. So I started investing on the 17th of November 2011, so about 12 years ago. And in that time, my portfolio, excluding the house that I live in, so not this house that I'm in right now. This house is worth about 600,000, but excluding that and excluding everything that's in the SaaS, my portfolio overall is worth about 2.1 million pounds, which is pretty good going. And as a gross rental income per annum, the portfolio is earning 136,000 pounds per annum, which is pretty good. How has the property portfolio increased in value? Well, actually, when I first bought the property portfolio, it was all worth about 1.5 million. So I've grown it by just over 600,000 pounds, not really by doing anything too strategic, other than holding these properties for a long period of time. As I said, I started 12 years ago. I bought another property 8 years ago, then 4 years ago, then 3 years ago, then 2 years ago, then 0 years ago. Just recently, you'll know that I bought those two commercial units. how has my money increased? Well, I totaled up how much I've actually put into my property portfolio over the years, and cash that I've spent on the property portfolio, £270,250. That is the deposits that I've placed across the whole portfolio that I own at the moment. I obviously didn't just have £270,000 in the bank. I've never just had £270,000 in the bank. Instead, I started off with that £50,000 that my parents loaned me. I paid that back. I did a remortgage that gave me a little bit of money. I also had a big bonus in my early 20s, which allowed me to buy my second property. And then from there, it's been remortgaging, refinancing, all the way through to getting to the property portfolio that it is today. So, whilst I, st let's just say, for argument's sake, I started with investing 270,250. Well, really, it was probably about overall 90,000 of my own money. Today, the equity in my property portfolio that I have, this is my equity, unencumbered equity, is £783,829.18. I have three times the money that I originally put into my property portfolio. And it, actually, if you think I only put £90,000 into it, I have nine times that. That's a huge amount of equity. I'm 34. If I've done that within the last 12 years, imagine what happens over the next 12 years and the 12 years after that. Was it slow to start with? Yes, because I only had one property for 4 years, but that's okay. It was a good property. And then from there, I had equity which I could then use. I did tactical remortgages so I could take the money out and go again. How much rental income do I make on an annual basis? Well, I've told you what my gross is. My expenditure is actually huge on this portfolio, mainly because I had an awful lot of legal fees last year. My annual expenditure in 2023 on the whole portfolio was 95,500. That includes mortgages, which means that my annual profit pre-tax for 2023 was £40,500, there or thereabouts. But that's not something to be sniffed at. That is a lot higher than the average wage in the UK. And all I've done is play the long game. This isn't me being creative with my own portfolio. I am always far more strategic with my clients' portfolios because they pay me to spend an awful lot of time on their property portfolios, and I want to do that. Whereas with my own property portfolio, that's the stuff that I have to do in the evenings or weekends when it's not so easy to pick up the phone to people and say, hey, let's get this done or let's move this forward really quickly. So, from that point of view, wow, what a huge result to make over 12 years. So, going back to the reason that I even brought that up, well, you're thinking, okay, well, in the next 12 months, I want to make a massive dent in my portfolio, and I want to be building this and building that. And why is it taking so long? Well, it takes so long because the more attention that you put into making the right moves from where you purchase, the quicker everything grows in the long run. And here's the thing, looking at my portfolio, that property that I bought in Barnstaple, that commercial property, hasn't gone up in value since I purchased it. It hasn't. Nothing has happened to it in the last 2 years, but that is my highest net yielding property at 4.69%. Whereas my biggest change in capital value is my residential property in Charleston. Bought that for 425,000, currently worth 633,000. That has gone up 16.31% year on year, but it only makes me a net yield of 0.15%. Now, I will disclaim that in that with that property, I do have to make repayments on the mortgage every month, and those repayments are roughly around £767 per month. So if you take into that into account, I am actually making money on the property because it's paying down on the mortgage every single month. But the higher capital value, or the higher, sorry, the higher capital increase, the less I seem to make in net profit, which is also why I've then invested over the years in different assets that have different yields on them. I have lower yields in places with higher growth and higher yields in places with lower growth. And then if you balance that across the portfolio, it ultimately means that your portfolio is so well-rounded that it's both growing in value and it's bringing that rental income in. And look, you don't even have to diversify across the world, across cities like I do. You could do that within your local environment. You could do that within your local town just by buying different asset classes, some that you know will really increase in value and others that you know will stay stagnant but are going to bring you in a lot of money. You only see the result of that over 5, 10, 15, 20 years of holding your property portfolio. You are not going to see the result of that over 1 to 2 years because the economy doesn't move that fast. The market doesn't move that fast. Yes, our base rate dropped really quickly over the last 18 months, but that was a shock in the market. And those shocks in the market happen from time to time. But still, my property portfolio keeps growing and keeps creating an income because I have that balance. So, bringing this full circle for this whole podcast, I started off by saying the quickest way to grow, if I was to have cash, the quickest way to grow would be to buy one property unencumbered, then go for the second whilst getting a mortgage on the original property and rinsing and repeating, because ultimately you will get a bigger portfolio quicker. That is the fastest way of growing a portfolio at the moment. You don't have to take as long as I do. You could probably cut that in half if you've already got the money resources to do that. But don't try beating the market where you're like, I want 20, 25% returns. Your property is going to grow in value, it's going to fall in value, but overall, there's going to be a steady stream of uplift based upon the fact that inflation is always going up. The value of money is pretty much always going up. Yeah, it drops from time to time, but it tends to bounce up back mainly because of the cyclical nature of the economy. Your job is to make decisions today, which means that you are buying investments and you're actively in the market, building that portfolio. Time will pass, time always passes. Eventually, you will have a portfolio that you look back on and it's exactly what you want. But don't spend today looking for that shiny penny and not putting your money into investments and allowing it to grow naturally. Because it's going to happen anyway, and if you're not investing now, you're not making money now. That is my investment philosophy for 2024, and that's exactly what you should be doing. If you've got any questions about that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, natasha@ncrealestate.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, Natasha at ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.